In a country grappling with economic stagnation and rising inequality, one would expect development spending to be the last thing sacrificed. Yet, the latest government figures reveal that only 449 billion rupees was spent during the first 10 months of the current fiscal year, less than half of the budgeted 1.1 trillion rupees under the federally funded Public Sector Development Program, PSDP. With 648 billion rupees in planned funds left unused, the state's commitment to development seems more rhetorical than real. This underutilization is not a one-off error and reflects a deeply flawed prioritization model. The National Assembly may pass impressive-sounding development budgets as part of the finance bill, but the real decisions are made elsewhere, often within the finance ministry, which treats development allocations as a contingency cushion to manage fiscal shortfalls, especially those caused by the underperformance of fiber. In effect, roads go unpaved, schools remain unfinished and hospitals stay understaffed, just because the state cannot collect taxes efficiently or spend wisely. What's worse, the outlook for the next fiscal year, 2025-26, is no more encouraging. Despite the planning ministry's estimate of 1.6 trillion rupees in development needs, the finance ministry has indicated that only 921 billion rupees will be allocated, a figure that covers just 58% of the actual requirement. This discrepancy will eventually translate into an even slower economic wheel, meaning fewer jobs and deepening regional disparities. It is unfortunate that Pakistan's development programs are increasingly being reduced to bureaucratic exercises. A country that spends more on firefighting fiscal deficits than on investing in its future cannot hope to emerge from its economic rut. Development is not a luxury but a necessity. And unless it is shielded from short-term political and fiscal pressures, Pakistan will continue to fall behind its regional peers. If the government truly wishes to change course, it must reform the budgeting process to ring-fence development funds.